Hello and welcome to the Mount Brook Baptist Church Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. My name is Wayne Splon, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, January 5th, Happy Resurrection Day, and I'll be reading from Matthew chapter 28 from the English Standard Version. Matthew writes, "Now after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, 'Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you.' So they departed quickly from the tomb, and with fear and great joy, and ran to tell the disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, 'Greetings.' And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, 'Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me.' While they were going, behold, some of the guard went into the city and told the chief priests all that had taken place. And when they had assembled with the elders and taken counsel, they gave a sufficient sum of money to the soldiers and said, 'Tell people, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we were asleep. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble.' So they took the money and did as they were directed. And this story has been spread among the Jews to this day. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.' This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God." One of my favorite parts of the Christmas season is singing familiar carols. I love music year-round, but music feels particularly meaningful during this time of year. It is difficult to pick my favorite Christmas carol, but if I were pressed to narrow my list down to one song, I believe I would choose "Go Tell It on the Mountain." I love the song for its upbeat, joyful music and its admonition to share the good news of our Savior's birth far and wide, so others might join in the celebration of the birth of God's Son, our Savior. In Matthew 28, we read Matthew's description of another incident in which Jesus appeared to the people when they least expected it. This time, Jesus didn't appear from the darkness of his mother's womb on Christmas Day. Instead, in this passage of Scripture, we read of the time Jesus appeared to his disciples after God had raised him from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. When all seemed lost and God's plan of redemption in Jesus Christ seemed to have been derailed by death, Jesus emerged from the darkness of the tomb in the light of that first Easter morning so his followers might know that God had overcome death, sin, and the grave through his resurrection. According to Matthew, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were the first people to see Jesus after his resurrection. But Jesus quickly commands them to go and tell the other disciples the good news. In the concluding verses of Matthew 28, Jesus commands the 11 disciples gathered on the mountain in Galilee to go and make disciples of all nations, teaching them to do all that he had commanded them, trusting that he would be with them even to the end of the age. All of us who are followers of Jesus Christ are still involved in this same mission to proclaim the good news of Jesus' resurrection even today. The news is simply too good to keep to ourselves. In reading more about the carol, "Go Tell It on the Mountain," I learned that there is a variation of the song that encourages us to tell others of Jesus' resurrection, just as the more familiar version challenges us to share the good news of Jesus' birth. The Easter variation of the song goes like this: "Go, tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go, tell it on the mountain that Jesus lives again." As you embark on a new year, perhaps this would be a good refrain to have on your lips and in your heart. May the Lord use each of us to be heralds of the good news that Jesus is alive. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for the seasons of Advent and Christmas, where we celebrate the birth of your Son, our Savior. And as we begin a new year, we think about the truth and the reality that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead, We pray that you would fill us with such hope and such joy that we can't help but share this good news of Jesus Christ's resurrection to all whom you place in our path. Help us to be faithful heralds of the good news of the salvation available to all people through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And we offer this prayer in his holy name. Amen.